Good evening, listeners, and people streaming the stream here. My name is Lawrence Reyes, Chair Pro Temp for the PNB Elections Committee. Today is September the 7th, 2021, and we are convening at 9:06 Eastern Time, 6:06 Pacific Time. Janine, can you please take the roll? Janine, you still with us? Secretary Pro Tem, please take the roll.
Hello.
Janine, are you still with us?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm here.
Okay. All right, please take the roll, Janine.
Thank you. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Susan DeSilva.
Here.
Thank you. William Hairwagon.
Present.
Thank you. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Thank you. Renee Penaloza. Okay, Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Thank you, Sean Rose.
Here.
Thank you, Dean Roan is here, that's me. Munster Sapata.
Could whoever has the beeping mute their phone?
Yeah, that's me, I'm sorry, hold on.
Akio Tanaka. And Andrea Turner.
Okay, how many members is that? Any?
Okay, so that's 11. I don't know whether Renee is considered a
member. No, she's not a committee member.
If it's 10 voting members, if it's 10, we have 6. Sorry, we have 7.
So we have 7 tonight? So I think that's quorum.
Yeah.
I think that's quorum because we have accepted some resignations. So the resignations don't count towards the quorum. I'm not going to say who they were, but a member from WBAI said that she didn't want to participate anymore, and a member from KPFT decided not to participate anymore, and I believe that's it. So we do have quorum, and what I'd like to suggest is that we that we build an agenda. I did not have the time to get with Janine to build an agenda. She was swamped, I was swamped. So what I would do is I would create a blank document, a blank email, and I would build an agenda. Any suggestions for the agenda? I think, Janine, if you could send me the previous agenda, this way at least I could have a template. Can you do that, Janine?
I'll send it to the
send it to the committee, yeah. Yeah, send it to the committee. Go ahead, Bill.
You know, I'd like to find out how we can help Renee. I think that's one of the things this committee has done in the past. And, you know, instead of giving her more work to do, we should be asking her how we can help. So, and maybe, well, maybe that would fit into a report from her too.
That's, one of the things I was going to suggest for the agenda, because we did, agree, to have a Elections Committee Task Force with volunteers. So I'd like to put that on the agenda. And one of the things I'd like us to consider is convening that task force with the volunteers, because I think that's one of the things that Renee asked. She essentially said, I need help. So if we could help me, I think we should definitely do that. That has been in the spirit of previous elections committee, is to work with the national election supervisor and the local election supervisors. So I'll put that number one on the agenda that I'm building right now. Is that okay?
Okay, thank you.
Janine, this is Jack.
Go ahead, Janine.
I'm going to forward the task that it's a little difficult because we have two different groups going on right now. We have the elections committee, and then we also have the elections committee, the task force that is helping to put together the
okay, Janine,
issues and all that. So
when we get to that item,
I'm forwarding now what I forwarded to the task force, which is items that she is looking for assistance on. And I have sent her some notes because I'm unclear on what some of these items are. So if you look in your email, I just forwarded it to the committee.
Okay, so I'm not completely unclear as to, she did send us a document with a laundry list of items. What I like to do is when we get to that agenda item, I'm just building an agenda right now, that we specifically look to convening and communicating with that task force, with that Electric Community Task Force. So, okay? All right. Anything else for the agenda? I know there was some concern. Hold on, please. I know there was some concerns that candidate cards are running on the station airways. Is that a fair? I think I heard you, Bill, say that you haven't heard anything. So is that a fair assessment of the situation? Anybody?
Sorry, I was muted. Well, let's get a report from Renee on this kind of stuff before we start.
Okay, is Renee on?
Jump to conclusions.
Is Renee on? Renee, are you with us?
Renee emailed back and said she's unable to join tonight because of power outages where she's at.
Okay.
Bella to the staff.
Bella, hold on. This is a committee that's building an agenda. It's not public comment yet.
This is regarding that.
It's not public comment yet. Hold on. It's not public comment yet. I'll open it up to public comment. Then
okay.
The public will be able to comment.
But I have to do what you
said. Excuse me. Please. So, whether Renee's here or not, we have to conduct the committee's business. Then we could communicate, after the committee when it's finished its business, then we could communicate with Renee. I think Renee is anxious for us to convene the election task force. So I have candidate cards on airways. Go ahead. I think I heard Janine, right?
Well, I was just going to say it could be an item for status of each of the five stations for candidate cards
okay.
on air as well as forums. Scheduled.
Okay. So I'm going to put status of election information at all five stations. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else from the committee? Okay, are there members of the volunteer members of the task force that are present on this call today?
Janine is on
yes.
the call.
I know you're on the call, but you're also a member of the committee. So Anyone else that is a member of the public that has volunteered to be on the task force?
Serene.
Yeah, Bruce is here. I volunteered. I don't know what happened, but
okay,
I'm
Serene. I hear Serene. Courtney. I hear Bruce. Who else?
Courtney Pierre from Texas.
Hi, Courtney.
And Bella DeSoto volunteered as well last time.
Okay, Bella, Courtney, and who's the other individual? I know Bella, and there was a male.
Bruce.
Bruce, right, Bruce, okay. Anyone else on the task force that is present?
If I can list who was on it, Sue Cohen.
Oh, no, but that's not what I'm doing. Hold on, please. That's not what I'm doing. I'm doing a shout out to see who's present on the call. Then we could go through the names. I don't think we should go through the names because, we're going to send a communication. So, anybody else on the call that's on that volunteers for the task force? Okay, go ahead, Jenny.
This is Lewis.
No, that's it. There's members. There's members responding that I haven't been emailing because I didn't know that they wanted to be on the task force. So that might be some of the issue.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and it is a good idea to mention the members that have volunteered that you have a list of. So we could do that, Janine.
So it was Carolyn Burden, Sue Cohen, Angela Sanchez, and Serene Roberts, as well as Bruce Green. So now I'm adding Courtney. Courtney, what's your last name?
Wilson.
Okay, thank you. And Bella DeSoto.
I thought Courtney volunteered the first time. At the meeting where we can, when we developed the task force.
I did.
Yeah, okay. There was a lot of people at that meeting that day, so. Anyone else? Janine?
No, those are the only people that I have, so I can add. You know, I can add and start to include the new people.
Okay,
I want to mention that the task force was formed from a motion of a working group to itemize the grievances that were heard on our first two calls and to list any bylaws violations and to address the concern. So, and called for the PNB session. So for the task force to be taking on other items, I just want to make sure that we define it because the task force may not be, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of lists. I forwarded the list that Renee has sent us, and that's a lot of other business. So I just would want to address that it's...
Okay, that means... Let me address that because that wasn't the only reason why the task force was populated, right? The task force is also populated from a request from the natural medicine supervisor to collaborate with helping out with some of the tasks. I think the complaints...
May I speak? It was my motion.
Hold on. Let me.
It was very specific.
Let me finish, please. And then the conversation evolved, and we created this task force. Now, if this task force is going to be relegated to just hearing complaints and filing grievances, I think that's not the intent. The help that was asked for by the National Medical Supervisor. And for what I remember, the conversation evolved, to the point where, people volunteer, to help on this task force, to collaborate in some of the work and some of the concerns that this committee has. Go ahead, Janine.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I've listened to the recording twice of both meetings to create the minutes that were forwarded to the PNB, and it had over 20 violations, or four violations and 20 grievances, and none of them were addressed specifically. So, I mean, yes, we can busy ourselves with getting, you know, some of her tasks are to help with social media and Twitter and all that sort of thing, but the reality is that our grievances aren't being addressed. So I don't know, and now she isn't joining us, and we'll have to wait another week before we get her again, and we're already more than halfway through the election cycle. So, you know, for me, the reason I posed the task force is I feel like there isn't proper pressure being put on our NES to, and maybe it's not NES, maybe it's someone else, to make sure that our GMs are complying with the bylaws, because right now they aren't. So I understand Twitter, and, you know, one of the items she has is to reach out to voters to make sure that they're not confused. I don't know whether she's suggesting that we create a team of people to do a phone bank to our membership to make sure that everybody has their ballot, everybody knows how to vote, everybody knows that there's an election going on, because there's not those carts either. So this is, to me, this is a critical time right now, and we can, it's a distraction to say that we're going to help her with these other items if we're not helping to educate and to really hit emergency mode as far as this election is happening.
Okay. So I understand your concerns, and I put on the agenda a director's report from the last PNB meeting that we had, where we addressed a lot of the issues, and we got commitments from the IED to implement the motion that was kind of mutilated, but there still were some good elements from the motion that came out of this this committee and came from the directors. And I think there has been incremental progress. I just want to say that I understand, you know, some people are candidates, and I understand their urgency, because I've been a candidate before. The complaints, I need you to send me that document. Maybe you already have, Janine. I need you to send me that document. So, have you forwarded that document to the PNB and to the IED and the NES?
What document? The minutes with the itemized?
The complaints, the complaints and the grievances.
Yes, they were,
the violations.
They were forwarded, yes, they were minutes that were forwarded to, they were draft minutes forwarded from the task force to the PNB before their special meeting last Monday. So they have them, the NES has them, and I'm assuming the PNB email also includes the IEG. IED, sorry.
No, it doesn't necessarily. Sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes she requests the information again. So, okay, so we are having a special meeting this coming Monday, the 13th, in regards to election, the dissemination or lack of dissemination of election information at all five stations. The motion that got action did trigger Renee communicating to the IED, and the IED communicating to the GMs that Article 4, Section 6 of the bylaws in regards to the equal distribution of resources and for lack of a better word, the mandate of election information and candidates having the opportunity to have their information heard and also to engage in debates or forums, candidate forums, with call-ins from listeners, it's happening, right? At some stations, I know KPFK is going to have on Thursday candidate forum with call-in listeners as well. I think one of the things that I have mentioned to the IED was that we have 38 candidates at KPFK, and there needs to be more than 2 hours of on-air time. So I'll take any committee discussion, and then I'm going to go to public comment.
Yeah, William, with a point of information.
Go ahead, William.
Whose meeting is this that's going to happen on Monday, September 13th?
It's a PNB meeting that was called by Directors Pointer, Lark, O'Rourke, and myself.
Thank you.
Any other committee member wish to be heard on this issue? Okay. I'm going to go to the public. I'm going to take it back, please, one at a time. And please be respectful. You have 90 seconds.
Are we still on the agenda?
Yeah, do you have anything else for the agenda, Bill?
Well, no, I just hoping we could get started on the first agenda item. I mean, we're 30 minutes since the meeting was supposed to start.
Okay, we started.
Not sure where we are. Yeah.
So we are at, let's see. All right, so we could start with the first agenda item if you like, and we were discussing the elections task force. I'm a believer that that needs to be convened, and we need to synthesize and quantify the information that Janine has in regards to bylaws violations, some of the other concerns that Janine articulated. So that's where we are right now, agenda item one. And I'm going to send it to you, Janine, so you can send it to everybody. It's a bare-bones agenda. So I'm going to send it to you so you can send it to the committee. Anybody else on the committee want to speak? Do you have any other agenda items? Before I email this. Who's that?
This is Courtney.
All right, Courtney, I have to ask you to wait, please.
Okay.
Just jot down what you want to say. Don't forget it. So are there any other committee members that want to suggest anything else for the agenda? Oh, and the other thing I forgot to do, the housekeeping was to elect or take volunteers for chair pro temp of this committee. Are there any nominations or volunteers? Okay, hearing none, then I will continue. Any nominations or volunteers for Secretary Pro Tem? Okay, hearing none, then we will continue with Janine. Thank you, Janine. Okay, so before I go to the public, I'm going to ask one last time. Committee, do you have any other suggested agenda items? Okay,
Janine,
I hear none. Go ahead, Janine.
Again, I'm one of the candidates, so and I know that I was informed of a forum that was this week, and there was to be protocols for the forum that was supposed to be finished yesterday. So I haven't received it yet, and I'm wondering if there needs to be discussion on what is felt to be appropriate for protocols. With the forum, for instance, we have 38 candidates at KPFK, and there's only 2 hours scheduled for our on-air forum. So
what do you want to call the protocol? Do you want to call it protocol of candidate forums?
Protocol.
We don't need to get into the merits of it.
Discussion.
We don't need to get into the merits of it. We could discuss that after we put it on the agenda. Is that okay with you? All right.
That's great.
Okay? Any other committee member want to put anything else on the agenda? Okay, hearing none. I'm going to email you this, Janine, so you could send it to the members of the committee, please. Down this way.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm going to go to the public. Oh, first I need to have discussion on the item. Let's have discussion from the committee on the elections task force, and then I'll put slash protocol priorities. So who wants to go first in regards to the task force? Although we touched on that already.
Bella to the stack.
Hold on, Bella. I'm a go to the public after I hear from the committee.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hearing nothing from the committee, I have Bella because she did go first, and I have Courtney. Anyone else from the public?
Raymond to the stack.
Raymond?
Sue. Serene.
Sue.
Oh, Sue, okay,
Bruce.
Sue.
Bruce for the stack.
Okay, hold on. I got Bella, Courtney, and I heard someone else. Who was that?
Raymond.
At the Courtney?
Raymond, I think.
Raymond, yeah, Raymond, that's who it was. And Raymond, then I have Serene, then I have Bruce,
yeah.
And then I have Sue.
Right.
Okay, take it away, Bella, you have the floor. If you could try to maintain...
Hold on,
Bella, hold on. Bella, hold on. Let me just premise this, that please be respectful of everybody, and not that you're going to be disrespectful, Bella. It's just a blanket statement, okay? And try to stick to the agenda item. Go ahead.
Courtney was first, please.
No, you were first. Because you spoke before Courtney did.
Okay. So I want to read what Renee sent out for the KPFK matter. She said, please include Matt Perez, who happens to be, she didn't say who happens to be, I'm just letting everybody know. She's our traffic, on-air traffic director of many years, and she says, as he is scheduling the cards in group, Renee Pinasola. Now, what the issue here is that as of this moment, there are no cards being played that I know of. Janine Ron has, noted that we have 2-hour schedule listed at kpfk.org with a very weird and unacceptable protocol. And, I have complained and, tried to dialogue with Renee. She's not doing anything whatsoever to alter that. She keeps responding that everything is fine. And I originally explained to her and Mo Thomas, the IGM, that we needed at least a week or at least several days to parse out and allow every candidate to have ample time, adequate time to speak, be heard, and engage with the listeners. If that is not being done, then there should be a protest at this event. I'm going to leave it there, and I also agree with Janine laying out the fact that the task force has to take on. It's not about not collaborating. It's about to deal with the issues that are in front of us that are not being complied with. And these are the violations of the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you, Bella. Your points are well taken. Courtney.
Yes, thank you so much. I just wanted to make sure that, and I might be doing this incorrectly, so I apologize, but I know for me it's important to hear updates of what's happening at every station, and so I didn't know if that was a part of the agenda, and if it is not, I would like to have that as a formal update regarding elections from every station.
Thank you, Courtney. That's an excellent point. I'd like to ask the secretary to please, if we could put that on the agenda. We'll do that next. I'll get station reports from the committee members and from the public. Thank you, Courtney. Is that all? Is that all, Courtney?
Yes, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Raymond.
Yes. My concern remains the same, and that is, one, I don't have a clue what the protocol is or suggests. It's very difficult to make any comment about it, but there are either 38 or 39 candidates, depending upon whether a name appears that shouldn't, because if you add them, they're 39. It's absurd to talk about a forum with two. Moreover, the candidate statements, I don't believe, are nearly as helpful as the forum, because they've written statements that I know I've read a couple of times. I am not brighter for the process. I have no idea how to judge these candidates unless I hear them deal with specific issues. And that's what I have to say.
Thank you, Raymond. Yeah, there's some quite a few gaps. Serene.
Am I next?
Yeah, you're next.
Oh, okay. My concern is the candidate cards, both how they will be batched together. I mean, I don't know. I really am a little frustrated at the process. I don't understand what the problem is. This is not our first election. You have multiple candidates. You batch the cards in three or four so that they take up roughly 4 minutes at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour or wherever they're going to be inserted. I strongly believe that it is the local election supervisor who should decide, because I imagine Renee's busy, should decide on how the cards are batched. I don't think it should be a staff decision about which three people are going to be in batch number one and which three are going to be in batch number two, et cetera. I think people who have been charged with behaving in an impartial manner should be making that decision. But once that's done, then you have, whether it's nine batches at BAI, for example, or what do you guys have, 39, so 13 in the case, and then, you know, you put it into the rotation mix. I'd like to talk a little bit more about that later. But why those cards are not being played so that people get a sense of who these people are, who are running, and I am a candidate by way of disclosure, why that hasn't happened yet and we are almost halfway through the balloting period is beyond me. The GMs supposedly are now being cooperative if they weren't being fully cooperative before. If there's a problem, the ED should be notified. I've heard that there's not a problem. But I also don't know where the hell the cards are. As to the candidate forums, I heard what sounded to me from New York like absolute insanity on the Berkeley Airways last Friday. What was it, Thursday? Friday. There were like maybe 15 or more candidates talking for 2 hours. Even on television, it would have been hard to keep track of who was thinking what, who was saying what. But on the radio, 15 voices, I think two guys named Frank. I mean, you know, that's not how radio is done if the intention is for people who know individual candidates, know this one's with this slate, that one's with, you know, has that position because they've been involved for, you know, years. That's one thing. But for someone who's just listening and trying to get a sense of who these people are, except for some people who had very distinctive voices or, you know, something that was very different about their style, no idea who I was listening to. And that cannot be the pattern going forward to the other four stations. It's just, it's bad information, bad radio. It's just bad. Not that I'm judging.
Thank you. Thank you, Serene. Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I want to agree with Janine, you know, 110%. It's now September 7th. The election is over on the 15th of October. So basically, we're a month away from the end of the election. And as far as I can tell from traffic and not just Pacifica Fight Back, whatever, none of the stations are playing cards. I mean, I listen to BAI kind of episodically, but sort of maybe 3-4 hours a day. I haven't heard a cart. I don't think KPFA has played any carts from what I've heard. I don't think KPFK has. You know, Courtney and Bill can say I don't think KPFT has played any carts. So none of the carts are being played, and we're only 34 days away from the end of the election. So, I mean, it's really basically a problem. I'm not going to get into, like, who and what and authority and any of that, but, you know, the fact of the matter is none of the carts are being played, period. And I heard the KPFA debate. I thought that was pretty good. I heard the WBAI debate, and it was kind of choppy, like everybody got 90 seconds, so they sort of got their legs chopped off just as they were getting going. But, I mean, bottom line, I would at least like to hear the cart from Nicholas Nickelodeon or whatever, you know, and hear what he says in 90 seconds. But none of the carts are being played. And I think the solution to the matter is to publish the run sheets. In other words, it's Wednesday. This is who got played when. And then you can see, and there's no argument. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Thank you. So that, is there any other member of the public that wants to talk? Wants to comment?
Steve Zeltzer.
Sue?
Oh, hold on. Sue. Sue is next. And then Nancy, then Steve. Go ahead, Sue.
I've not heard any of the, statement carts being played on KPFK. I did hear a cart, I think it was by Renee, at 6 o'clock this morning, telling about the debates on Thursday, and she left one of the dots out of the electionspacifica.org, elections.pacifica.org. And that's all.
Okay. Thank you. Nancy.
Okay. The
Lauren, can you have Sue Cohen mute her phone?
Yeah, Sue, you got to mute your phone. This has happened in other meetings I've been with you. Please
okay,
mute your phone.
This, that noise is not coming from me, but I'll mute.
Okay, thank you.
Jonathan on the stack, please.
Okay, I got you, Jonathan. Right now it's Nancy, Steve, and then you,
yes.
Jonathan.
Yes. The NES needs to announce a card of the listener forums, the dates, and also there should be a staff forum, even if it's not on the air. I mean, we traditionally did have staff forums in person. And why is the staff election so just almost nothing? Number two, those forums, you know, they're played only one time. If you miss it, you missed a lot. So it should be. And the IED just said this in a PNB meeting a week ago. It should be posted in a prominently on the station's website. So the listener just has to look on the website and click and get to the forum right away and not have to be searching for it. And the searching for it would probably not even be labeled correctly. So make it easier and have that posted on the, we used to do this before, so I know it's possible. And next,
the listener candidate cards are not being played at KPFT, and I'm not hearing them at the other stations. So this is of course, one-minute card. I counted now. There's still, and it's almost remained the same for two weeks or 3 weeks. 38 listeners cards have not been posted on YouTube, and 26 staff cards have not been posted. So those need to be done in a more efficient way, if not in the classical way. We have COVID. We have a pandemic. People can do these things at home on their phone and inside of a closet, sort of like the programmers are doing their shows. Some of them are doing it like that. And then send it and make sure it's 1 minute. Instead of waiting for nothing, no results for 2 or 3 weeks, it hasn't changed. The numbers of cards have not been increasing because there's excuse of deadline was passed, so no more cards. That is just terrible. And those cards are played, on a rotation basis, and that gives the listeners a reminder, oh, this person's name and sounds like this voice. It gives a little bit of a connection there. And also a reminder, oh, there's election going on. At KPFT, it's just music. It's just this regular programming. So don't leave out the staff. Their election is important. If not, at least put it on YouTube. I'm finished.
Thank you. Steve, and then John.
Well, I want to say I'm glad that we were able to have one debate on KPFA, but that's not enough. And that was done on short notice. So I suggest that the election supervisor organize another debate and also replay the debates when they replay shows on KPFA. They spend hours replaying shows, and the debate should be on those times when they replay shows. It wouldn't be shutting anybody off. The fact is we have a record of management and their supporters trying to prevent a democratic election. That's one of the political problems and systemic problems in Pacifica. That's why people were uninformed about the bylaws. They didn't have debates and discussions. This is something that we have to challenge, and we have to stop it. We have to stop the illegal and the efforts to prevent the listeners knowing who the candidates are and what the issues are. If you have uninformed listeners about what's going on at the stations, that's a result of management and a failure to enforce the bylaws, and that's what has to change.
Okay, thank you, Steve. John.
Okay. Not only that there's not enough carts and forums being scheduled, also the format of the carts and the forums that need to be radically changed. The carts really should only be one candidate per cart, minimum of 1 minute, if not two. And so there should never be more than one candidate on a cart. Those carts then should be rotated through the schedule in a random way, but rebroadcast in saturation across all of the schedule grid over the next 2 weeks or whatever, how many weeks we have left, 3 weeks. Obviously, this election has already been run illegally. Renee clearly has no intention to manifest an illegal election here, in spite of whatever statements she's made. She's only made general statements as far as I can see. There is no record of her effort in regards to whatever impasses she may be coming up against with the general managers and the staff who absolutely are trying to prevent listener candidates from getting to the air or even listeners being aware that there's even a LSB election. And this is clearly the case in all five signal errors for different reasons. But the manifestation of an illegal election is clearly already the case. And actually, it's the responsibility of the executive director to make sure that this problem no longer happens from literally from this day on. Okay, so the other format issue here that's completely unfair is that forums must be scheduled a minimum of 2 hours. No candidate should ever be forced to ask any pre-prepared questions from anybody. The only thing the National Election Supervisor should do if she's hosting or any other host should merely take a stack, or they determine in a random way, or just by alphabetical order and just repeat the stack, and allow candidates to say whatever they want without prompting on any issue. Those candidate statements be no shorter than 3 minutes, preferably 5 minutes each, which means over a two-hour period, if you have a pre-recorded or a live forum without listener call-ins, you really must have the minimum of candidates on each forum. So we're talking about for 38 candidates at KPFK, not counting the carts, that's 38 carts, 1 minute each, played in rotation saturation. So if the forums also have to be in saturation, we're talking about pretty much preempting all regular programming over the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
I just want to make a final statement, please.
Make it in 30 seconds, Jonathan. Everybody is being held.
I
want to
make a final statement. This is
go ahead
the
make
only
your statement.
Way.
You've got 30 seconds.
This is the only way to have a legal election this time around. It's already illegal, but the fact is the PNB won't do anything about it, and neither will the executive director. Shame, shame, shame.
Okay, thank you. Who just spoke up about time? Who was keeping time? Do you want to speak on this issue?
No, okay. Susan, I just was
first
wondering
for the stack again, if I can.
And Bill, I'd like to speak.
All right, Bill has priority. He's a committee member. Then you could come in at the next public comment session, Bruce. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, Nancy is right that, yeah, there haven't been any candidate cards. I haven't heard of them, at least at KPFT. But I have heard, like, as she mentioned, a card from Renee quite a number of times to telling people how to find the information. So it's not like it's not there. It's just that you're not hearing the cards on the air. And she tells before to find it. And I just looked again at our KPFT website. It's got a real prominent link on the homepage. It links to another page with information that elections were to get the candidate statements, the YouTube videos, the voter guide, all the stuff, and the written candidate statements. And so, but part of the problem, you know, I know, John was talking about a legal election. One of the main responsibilities of the NES and the LES is to be fair to all the candidates. And I guess partly because of COVID, or maybe almost exclusively because of COVID, there's been a real variability in getting candidate cards recorded and getting them recorded that where they sound good. And apparently, from what I've gathered, we don't have as many candidates at KPFT, but many of them haven't recorded cards at all. They only got a few days notice. I think a lot of them don't know how to do it, and they probably didn't get enough help from the LES. I'm not sure about that. I'm not a candidate myself, but I've heard from some of them, and I think some of them just kind of gave up on that. And then some of them, you know, they don't know proper microphone technique or acoustics. And, you know, you don't want to sound like you're talking from the bottom of a barrel if this is going to be played on the air over and over. And in the past, you know, we've all been through these elections numerous times, or most of us have. And in the past, a real high percentage of the work for the LESs and the NES is from complaints about carts not being played fairly. Fair meaning, where all candidates get equal air time and at comparable times of the day. And the more candidates you have, the harder that job is. And, you know, John, I think he was a little strong saying it's not a legal election. Maybe we'd like to hear the candidates, but I don't know if the listeners want to hear 24/7 candidates. And that's kind of what he was saying. And I think he's about right. If you put in all the airtime that people are talking about on this meeting about for the carts and for forums, you're going to be preempting massive amounts of regular programming, and I think it's just going to drive people away. So we have to figure out how to make sure all candidates have equal access to the listeners, but without you know, driving away. And so I think we need to concentrate on being fair to all the candidates more than anything else and make sure that the LESs and the NES do that. Thank you.
Courtney, I'd like to speak. Can I be on the line?
Hold on, Courtney. So I hear you. So I just want to qualify one thing. This committee's purview is not to determine whether this is a legal election or illegal election or whatever someone wants to characterize it as. This committee is to make sure that one of the charges in the committee, as is mentioned in the bylaws, is that we make sure that the election is fairly run. I'm not going to get into, you know, all of that other nonsense. That's not the purview of this committee. So I just wanted to mention that. Janine, what's the next item on the agenda before we go back to the public? Janine?
Sorry, I had to unmute. Well, there's elections, task force, and protocol priorities. That's the first thing we want
okay.
to do.
I know what I want to do. I just want to steer the committee towards Courtney's suggestion that we hear a report from each station that's represented from the committee and then from the public in regards to the dissemination or lack of dissemination of election material information. So I'm gonna go to the committee first. Anybody? And I think there's stations from every part of the network except for W. Does anybody want to report on just briefly, maybe a minute, in regards to what kind of information is going on the air at the individual stations?
Mr. This is Susan DeSilva.
Susan.
Okay, well, I'll just briefly say I don't listen all the time to the radio, but I did hear the debate. I thought it was good. I thought Renee was very fair to everyone. KPFA doesn't have as many candidates maybe as some of the other stations. I think Serene said it wasn't good radio, but I believe it was. And I don't think that all the time can be taken up with election stuff. I think that Renee has had carts on telling people where to get the information, so I think that's good. I haven't heard actual carts by the candidates, but I don't know if that's just because I wasn't listening at the right times. And I do know that in the past, Renee has tried really hard. I've disagreed with Renee on many things, by the way, but she's tried really hard to make everybody sound good, no matter what slate they're from or whatever. And I know that maybe this time she can't personally be involved because there's so many people, but I hope that's being delegated to people who can also do a good job of it. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Any other committee member wish to give a report in regards to election information at their stations? Or I could just call you out. Please provide the public and the stream with what's happening at your station in regards to the election. I'll just mention the station about WBAI. Committee member, please.
Yeah, William here. We had a debate, I don't know, weeks ago already, a forum went relatively well. We're supposed to have another one Wednesday on the 11th, September 11th. Anyway, and, you know, there's supposed to be pre-selected questions for people to answer, and hopefully it'll go relatively well. But I haven't heard any, not that I've listened 24/7, but I haven't heard like candidates' carts in rotation at other times of day. Thanks.
Thank you. How about KPFT? Bill, you want to report or?
Well, I think I already said I don't. I haven't heard any candidate carts, and I haven't heard any announcements when they're going to be carts. So I don't know. I don't know when or if they're going to be doing that. But I've also heard that a lot of them haven't been recorded at all, so they still need to work on that.
Okay. Anybody else from PE have a different perspective that's on the committee? Okay, KPFK, I was cooking in the kitchen, and I had the radio on, and I heard Renee's cart, but I still not heard a candidate cart. Janine, you want to report on KPFK in regards to election information?
Well, I think I did a bit before when we started, but I've heard one cart from Renee. I work from home and I have my radio on all the time. So the Saturday before, I heard her. But you know, the thing is, she's telling people how to vote online. That they'll be emailed a ballot or mailed a ballot and that they can read about the candidates online. She doesn't say anything about how there will be carts and that if they wait, they will be able to hear forums. There's no information about that. There was a general manager had an hour-long program where he invited two of the existing board members on to talk about what it is to be a board member and describe a bit about the voting there. But that was not, it's not being rebroadcast. And it's also, when I go to the website and it's listed there, it's just listed there as an event, and there's no way to click on it and listen to it. So I can't even forward it to people as a link. And then, yes, the forum coming up is 2 hours long, so we're going to be protocols. I'm very concerned because my response to being told about the forum was how many people will be in that 2 hours. And I, even though the invite was last Thursday, I haven't heard anything. So, and my candidate card got recorded 13 days ago. So, you know, I don't know why they aren't getting aired. So, they're not being aired as of yet. I've written to the GM today to get a status on when they will start to be played. He's been dealing with personal matters, which is a whole other thing, too. Like, we have an interim GM. We're switching to a new GM on the 13th and the 15th of September. I know KPFA has that, too. So we have transitions going on at these different stations, which means that the GMs are in the middle of a lot of other things. We were in the middle of a fund drive when the ballots went out, which is, per the bylaws, is to be avoided. So that's my report. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so any other committee member want to be heard on this?
Lawrence, this is Sean.
Okay, Sean.
I'd like to add to William's report the on-air forum that's taking place this Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. An announcement for it has been playing for more than a week, so it's been at various times of the day, so word has gotten out about that forum. Secondly, the BAI website has information about the upcoming elections, and carts have been running regarding the upcoming elections and where to go to get information in case you haven't received your ballot. And there's even an announcement that's been playing about submitting questions that can be asked of the candidates during the upcoming candidates forum. So BAI is practice in this area.
Thank you, Sean. I'm very gratified to hear that my home station is trying to do the right thing. Okay, I'm going to go to the public. Any other committee member? Okay. I believe I heard Courtney. Courtney, anyone else? Bella, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce for the stack.
Hold on, one at a time. I got Courtney, I got Bella, I got Bruce. And who else?
Raymond.
I heard someone. Who?
Raymond.
Raymond. Okay. Thank you, Raymond. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
And Jonathan on the stack, please.
Okay, Jonathan.